Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
With a rise standing ovation, can you welcome God's servant this morning, Apostle Femi Lazarus. Can you celebrate? Celebrate.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you guys again. All right. Pastor has successfully dragged me this morning. And he's a man I can't say no to. Help me honor your pastor and the mama of the house. Now, this is a total different dimension of my ministry because this is the core. Some people feel maybe the apostolic is the core. This is the core. Discipling ministers is the core. Is that okay now? I just feel like listening to pastor all day long. I've never felt like that. That felt like milk and honey. Help me honor him, please. Yeah. Listening to him, I knew the reason why my heart is so connected to him. Yeah. Praise God. Please be seated, everyone. So, one of the things I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to teach like I'm in my house, because this is home. So, now you may want to clap. Don't hold back. People who don't know how to express themselves lose relationships. So clap if you want to express yourself. You see the girl saying, the girl is saying, actually I love you, but it's in my heart. It's in my heart. I'm like, bad that no. God is the one who knows the heart. You must learn to bring what is in the heart out. Is that clear? If not, you'll be good and people will still hate you. Praise God. All right, I believe, how many of us want to beg pastor that he will please organize ministers' conference again and again? Yes. We really need this in this environment and much more, the body of Christ. Many of those things you were saying are not so common. And I feel if you do a book on what I met, it's worth it. All right. I'm going to be teaching on common errors of young ministries and young ministers. So I speak as a young minister also. And I'm not going to be holding back. I'm going to be sharing from my mistakes. Is that okay now? And from the lessons I'm currently learning. If you are very much open, there's so much that we're going to cover in this short while, and we're going to be able to cover a lot of things. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right. So I'd like us to please be very, very attentive. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 says, seeing that we have this ministry, having received what? Mercy. We faint not, yes? But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. That's the word there. The hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully. But by the manifestation of truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now go back to verse 1. Go back to verse 1. Seeing therefore that we have what? This ministry. as we have received mercy. Now, the first and very important foundation I need you to have is that the call to ministry is not a sign you are perfect. It is mercy that qualifies men first. Please note that. The qualification for this work is mercy. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, Jeremiah was having some argument when God was showing him his destiny. He said, I'm a child. I cannot speak. And God said, don't speak like that again. All right? Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I already knew you and I ordained you. I foreordained you to be a prophet to nations. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, what could you have done to have deserved the foreordination before you were formed? Nothing. Mercy qualified you. And that's why when you receive this blessed calling, you don't walk in pride. Are you following what I'm saying here? You don't walk in pride. Now, as touching that, permit me to say that on that level, there are two kinds of ministers. There are those that are foreordained. Are you following me now? But there are those that were selected because somebody failed. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, for Jeremiah, it was foreordination. But for David, God said to Samuel, he said, I'm planning to establish the kingdom of Saul forever. He said, but now it will not be so. For I have found his neighbor that is better than he is. Are you following what I'm saying here? Listen attentively. If you refuse to yield accordingly to the assignment God has given to you, there are 1,001 people who are willing to take that space. The spirit realm is designed in such a way that there's no vacuum. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, so it is very important that you treasure the divine call upon your life. The most tragic thing that can happen to a man is to continue existing, knowing you cannot do the reason why you were created. You don't want to be in that space. And usually when a man is replaced, he will know his replacement. Because the replacement will carry out his deepest yearnings. But there's nothing he can do about it. And you must understand that the assignment upon your life, you don't have eternity to do it. You are a being whose spirit was formed from eternity but placed in time. Am I speaking too fast? Are you following what I'm saying here? You have been placed in what? Time. To tell you that you must know how to do everything in their time. The Bible said in the book of Lamentations that it is good that a man will bear his yoke in his youth. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says that, remember now your creator. When? In the days of your youth. When the evil days have not come. When you will not say, I do not have pleasure in them. Very important. Please, I need you to hold on to that. The first day I sat here, I stood here to speak, I showed you a scripture. But the Holy Spirit is bringing that scripture again for me to show you. So you can understand the weight of it. Let's turn our Bibles. Book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1. We start reading from verse 15. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, from verse 15. Now, this is one of the saddest scripture I read. Is that okay now? Pay attention to this. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Yes. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs be fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was a guide to them that took Jesus. Now, listen to what I'm saying. All right, before we continue that scripture, there's been a prophecy that has gone ahead as touching the Messiah when he come, that one of his friends will betray him. But that prophecy did not carry name. It is the one who makes himself available for a right or wrong prophecy that qualifies. And you see, when you adjust yourself to that frequency, it will look like you were born to do it. But did you know that the first intention of the devil was Peter? It was Peter the devil originally desired. But Jesus told Peter, he said, the devil has desired you that he may sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. Now, let me tell you something. I want to tell you something you may not hear a lead pastor say. Ask any pastor who have sons. There comes a time you can say, God, not this one, maybe another. What I'm trying to tell you, be rightly positioned around your father. I don't want to overstretch that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? People joke. People play. How will Jesus tell Peter? He said, Peter, see, the devil has desired you. As at that time, Peter had already started some toxic tendencies. He was already manifesting. He didn't know the reason why he was doing what he was doing. Jesus called him. That I have seen that there's a council meeting and you are the desire. You are the favorite in doing this bidding. He said, but I have prayed for you. He said, when you are strengthened, strengthen your fellow. To let you know it was a deep matter. When Jesus was eating, he said, one of you will betray me. John leaned to him. Which one? He said, the one to whom when I dip this bread in the soup, I put it in his mouth. And he dipped the bread, put it in the mouth of Judas. John saw it. The same Jesus who prayed for Peter told Judas, what you want to do, do it quickly. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you the secret. It was a very simple matter, and you need to learn this lesson. Peter did not just escape that verdict. There was a test for the both of them. I will show you in scripture. It was a test of offense. In Matthew 16, when Jesus began to speak of how he was going to go to Jerusalem, suffer and die, it was Peter that held Jesus by the hand. And Bible says Peter began to rebuke Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, get behind me, Satan. Now, to tell somebody who is old enough to be your uncle, Satan. Peter had every reason to be offended. You don't have to say up to this for Twitter to drag you. Who do you think you are? Because I'm here, I left here to follow you. You saw Satan? Because I care about you. But Peter understood. He took it. He passed. Jesus went to greet one of his friends. The Bible said a woman came with a very precious oil and brought it and poured it on Jesus. It was Judas who spoke. Should these things not to be sold and give it to the poor? Jesus said, the poor you will always have. Me you will not always have. Go and read your Bible. It was not long from then. Judas concluded, if money is not coming in, I will sell him. Are you following what I'm saying? Because these things are not automatic. It doesn't matter the intercession over your life. There are exams you must take. Please be seated. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very simple. And because this matter, the devil really went far on Judas, on Peter. Peter would have been a more dangerous guy than Judas. Because he still went on and denied him 3 times. He swore on his life. If I've met this guy, let me die. I've never met this guy. That guy said, I know you. He said, and me? Okay, what's my name? Did you read your Bible? Even after Jesus Christ died and resurrected, it was Peter who still packed it and said, let's go back to fishing. John 21. Jesus came, saw them. The people that the faith of the whole world was resting on, they are back to their business. Now, let me quickly say this to you. There are specific individuals that the verdict of the call upon your life will not allow you holiday. Do you know the reason why some people were born on campus, not seen outside burning? They took small break. Let me quickly go and make money. God will prefer. There are dimensions of this call that you will not have the luxury of that decision. Even at the expense of you losing the most important relationship. I remember when our church started. The first venue we got was 50,000 naira. And it was the whole world to us. We all emptied our account to afford that 50K. And we even paid twice. As we finished painting, we all, you know, you have to paint now. All of us, short naked and singlet. Oh, yeah, you go and buy paint. As we finished the painting, I just got a call from my then fiancé. I was trying to say, wow, let me send you pictures. We are done. She said, hold on. She said, we just finished the meeting. And the conclusion is that we can't marry. Say, because you can't take care of me. Say, you will not be able to. I wept. Oh, man of God, no, they cry. When they serve you hot breakfast, you eat with fear and trembling. Sir, I have gotten to that point that the whole world can leave me. I won't bow out. My father disowned me. He said, it's time for you to travel to UK. I was already applying at London University of Tropical Medicine. Some of us standing before you here are not dullards. But there's something called the calling. It must constrain you. Do you understand what I'm saying? My father said, you are no longer my son, please. I was so excited that at least you will not disturb me again. Consider yourself the day you call me this disease. Thank you, sir. That is the level of the passion. This one that I say, my mommy said I should not go to church. If you die, your mommy will bury you. You need to take this passion like a madman. Do you understand what I'm saying? This one that, after break, we have to go home. He did not see me at home. Ah! And many of you know, when you go back to that house, you are coming back square one. From the day you enter, depression, addiction, wahala. Go and dry that clothes. Go. You that you thought you had been humble on campus, at home you now learn that you are still proud. Because the demands are unreasonable. Like the devil has planted your elder ones, those ones who have not met Jesus well. You can't fast. That's when they are frying plantain. You say, what's this? Hey, look up. You finish well. But you see, you must take this thing like your life. My father and myself, we never spoke for a year. It was at a family wedding we met. Unfortunately or fortunately, we sat beside each other. He looked at me and said, I have missed you. I said, thank you, sir. He came to our church for the first time, I think earlier this year. And he called me on phone and said, I have not stepped to a church like this in my life. See, where there are many young people who don't want to go after service, they love God. He said, my God. He said, let me thank your people. They honored me there. This was what you wanted me to leave. And those who intimidate you out will be the first to insult you. Dear minister, stand your ground. Hold the calling. Even if the whole world misunderstand you and judge you. See, people can call you lazy, but be diligent in the calling. See, even in the early days of our ministry, you may call me broke. It's okay, because I was. You may call me many things. But you can't call me a man who lacks vision. And you can't call me lazy. If you will put 2 years of your life and resign from your paying job to fast and pray every day. See, these are stories that every day I will pack my bag, my books in a briefcase, and then go to one room, a portion in an orphanage home, and I'll be there 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. every day. 2 years fasting. It looks like, you know, let me tell you what it felt like. It looks like every other person had moved on. And I was far, but God said, stay. Don't miss the season of preparation. Sometimes you wonder why it is that intense, because the assignment demands it. Don't miss that season. I remember going for service. Getting to service. Was excited. I was already walking my way towards securing good job. Finally, I got a slot, Futa Health Center. I served in Akure. Say this. I was serving in the school clinic. I got a slot there. And one of those nights, I was the prayer secretary for the state. The president said he perceived that we need to pray and tell God to destroy our ambitions and tell us what we should do. Ah, Baba, you don't go there. I don't, because I know the areas I was not hearing God. Don't go there. He called the prayer 3 times. It was on the third time I now bend my knee. Oh, God. He said, I've been waiting for you. Go back to Ile-Ife and finish what you have started. Went back to Ife. Could not even afford house rent. We had to be scouting. I had to go and scout with one of my spiritual sons. And then later, something shall happen. We were able to get a house. Thief shall came to the house. He said, voila. There's a season where you'll be asking, did God really call me? He has called you. But that thing is still at seed level. Except a grain of wheat first falls to the ground and dies. That bites alone. Give it time and give it diligence. The first time God said, I should come and do ministry in Lagos. Lagos. Fear will not fear Lagos. Lagos. The entire ministry came together and we prayed and said, Pastor is going to Lagos. God says, go and do some work. Everybody came together and gave money and contributed. Say, as we are going, God will go with you. This is all we contribute. Everything put together was 38,000. Ah, that 38,000 was the whole life, oh. 38K. Ah! I'm not sure in our ministry we've ever held that kind of money until that time. Oh, yes. So I came to Lagos. This was the man. Where is Pastor Henry? This man here. So I said, in order for us to be in touch with the outside world, so, you know, let's get a phone out of this money. So we went to Computer Village. Ah! Oh, God. One guy met us at Computer Village as we were entering. He said, what do you want to buy? I said, I want to buy a phone. He said, don't go further. He said, there's a phone, it's a new model. He said, this phone is so special that the phone can charge other phones. Ah. I didn't know. The guy said, follow me. So he kept corner. Then he brought out the thing. I said, how much? He said, 38,000. He said, no. How much will you give me? I said, how much did you buy it again? 34 or something. So he made it 4,000. So we bought that phone. I didn't know I bought the problem of my life. That phone stressed me. The person I gave the phone to, when I saw what the phone did to him, I begged him and said, truly the phone can charge other phones. The phone is like weapon, you hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you, see, if you are in a place and fight break out, just remove. Your worship is not your weapon, the phone is your weapon. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Weapon. We went to Koza. It took me to, I said, let's even all the people say, I'm saying, let's go to Koza Bible study. I didn't know. Me, that I knew how I came from Ilefe. So we went to Koza. I saw I wore that cloth like that. And wore my shoe. Very amazing shoe. That shoe is multi-purpose, multicolor, and multi-dimensional. Let me explain. In those days, when you want to buy a shoe, you look for the shoe that can go on native, on suit, on almighty formula. So I saw this shoe. It was 1-2. When you want to clean this shoe, you don't have to get polish. No, they don't use polish. For this one, you wash it. You have for. Yes, you can wash it like socks. It's clothes. No, it's clothes. You know that shoe now. I've worn that shoe for a while. So now, if you want to wear it black, don't let the water dry. It will be black. But as you trek, it will be changing colors. I'm telling you the truth. I'm being honest with you. I'm being honest with you. I'm telling you the truth. It will be changing colors. So, as we entered Koza, do you know Koza? The devil whispered to me and said, look at the shoe of your mate. And I look, Oxford, Brooks, this, that. And I knew Oxford because one of my boys selling shoe. He'll go and buy the shoe from Seme. So he's selling. They say this one is Oxford. I look at their legs. I look at my leg. I folded my leg under the chair and raised. When they call first timer, I say, Lala. Before they will think I'm needy. So I now looked at him. I say, hey, you are a bad boy. Oh, yes. So I now say, look at the shoe you are wearing. So I said, I'm angry. Let's go and buy shoe. Guy. So we go to the store to buy the shoe. I said, how much is this shoe? The man said, how much? 42,000. I got angry. What do you mean? What do you mean? Do you want to insult us? The last time I bought a shoe was 1-2. Now this is 40 something. You know, when you don't have money, your temper will be short. Just sell your lunch. So he tapped me and said, sir, actually, that shoe is expensive. I said, hey. Say, this one you are wearing, how much? Say, about 38,000. You didn't tell me. Say, yama. That's how we left. But there's time for everything. Now people bring shoes. I'm tired. Say, God, lay my heart, sir. He said, I'm saying, what is with me? As I was coming for this meeting, so my pastors say we are because I preach in our church. So we want to go and buy shoes, make clothes, and say we are going to wear. I came with everything I need. Don't despise the days of little beginning. That's the first mistake many young ministers make. They despise the days of little beginning. Don't despise the days of little beginning. And let me give you a word of encouragement. You may be starting like this, you will not end like this. The future is holding big things in store that you have not seen yet. Though it may tarry, wait for it. Remain very, very faithful. Don't be intimidated. Nobody start climbing a tree from the top. Start from where you are, with what you have. Our ministry could not afford drums. Drum. I think we should do about 3 years as a church before we bought drum. Okay, we first did non-church ministry for 4 years before we started church. Drum. One time like that, I just felt led to call a woman whose student I was training. That when I came to your house, I saw some drums abandoned. Do you mind? Do you want to give us? Say, Pastor, come and pack them. They send those drums from a place called Okuku. Send them to Ileife. When the drums arrived, we were, drum! You know, in those days, when you receive first timers, you know they are not coming back. You know. As I say, you are welcome, I see down there, Tommy, I know you are not here to come back. If I were you, me too, I won't come back. There's one man that used to rent speaker for us. They called him Baba Kamo. They also call him Afa. One time we want to receive some new student. The man said, what they have on ground is electric drum. I didn't know. I was so excited. Bring it. Say, they will see new thing. When we eat the drum, first we boom. Ibola to Jasibai. You'll sit down in church and you'll be wondering, is it that God anointed me with palm oil? Why is my life like this? Why is my life? I'm sharing these stories so that in case somebody is feeling you are failing, you will know you are not failing. Years back, we're going to have a meeting. We call the meeting Deborah Generation Conference. Women impartation meeting. Oh, we prayed. Vigils. I went on 9 days dry. It was a very funny dry where I did not sleep under any roof in an open place praying for 9 days. One of those prayers, God said to us, sir, I didn't figure, you understand? God said in the meeting, not even through me, that this meeting, I am going to do what I've not done before. Correct. I went to go and sew white clothes. But as he said that, I pictured Benny in that the way I will enter. So I went to a place on OAU campus called New Buka. I said, do you have white material? I said, yes. I want to sew white native. And I've imagined how I will enter. Yakapatakai, tabatakai. No car. Face me, I face your house. I told the leaders, go and meet any fellowship and get their vehicle and come and pick me. So they came with a bus. I came out from my house, my wife, and sat down on the bus. They took me to the meeting. But rain was falling. I had invited a music minister to come and bless us. Fortunately, today is our wedding. And I was trying to come down from the bus. And I was saying, this sound I'm hearing, this can't be us. They couldn't sing. The sound was, they tried everything to sing. They couldn't sing. And I was to go up after choir administration. I was there. What is this? I was hungry. When I entered the venue of the meeting, we got a place that could sit about, covered pavilion should sit about 300 people. We had maybe 18 people. Plus everybody. Including those who came with the sister that came to sing. I went there. I was hungry. It would have been easier if I didn't wear white. Do you understand? It would have been easier. Like, I can escape, but white. White shoe, white shoe, white shoe. White shoe. White. I stood there. When they called me to come and preach, I got up angry. People would talk, maybe it was the anointing. It was not, I was angry. Legit anger. What nonsense. Why will you call me to shame me? And it was as though God heard. The place where I was standing, that's the direct place the water was knocking my head. The way I call altar call, if you like, don't. I'm not even interested in saving your soul. So I'm not interested in saving your soul. So you don't come, you perish. You perish and perish and die. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't know how God saved their soul that night because some of them came out. Because I didn't come for your soul. So give your life to Christ now. Tomorrow you can perish. Focus, say, better no, and God go. Ah! Some people said they were healed. Healed. Ow! 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 I just took the testimony. I sat down there. I said, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. How are you healed? How will you be healed? Who healed you? Did I pray for sickness? Ow! Must you be healed? At least go home with it and come back another day. Oh, yes. I was angry. After the meeting, it was like I told God, come up by the mall. Don't let's meet. Do your arm. See, I'm being honest. Do your own. Let me do my own. If this is what you have never done before, now I understand. You know, angels will be saying, should we tell him? Day one, I didn't pray. No devotion. 1 week, no devotion. Just leave me alone. I wake up in the morning and just go and watch him. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, I will go and watch him. One time I was watching the film and it just occurred to me, can I continue ignoring God? I just said, hello, are you still there? And God in his mercies just said, I've been waiting for you. I said, you made me face shame. You made me face this. This. It's not good. And God said something to me I will never forget. He said, you are expecting me to make a meeting while I'm still making you. He said, you are my priority, not the meeting. But how does a priority have to go through that? Is this the way you prioritize your own people? The last time, maybe second to the last time I called for a meeting in that same place, he told me, say, Pastor, you can't enter. There's a problem. I said, what did you say, Abby? Say, no, there's a big problem. I said, what's the problem? They said, there's not even a space for you to enter. Everywhere is jammed. Over 5,000 capacity hall. Jammed. I had much more people outside who couldn't enter. There is time for everything. God makes things beautiful in their time and season. The last meeting we had on OAU campus, it was that same week we just decided to use the biggest hall on campus. Listen to what I'm saying well. Even at the expense of your tears, God will not stop until you look like him. You may cry, you may weep, you may be discouraged, but he won't stop. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm sharing stories so that you will never forget and you will never feel you are failing. Raise your right hand and say, I'm not failing. Say it again. I'm not failing.
I'm not failing.
You're not a failure. Don't compare yourself with anyone. Don't envy a man's harvest whose seed you don't know. If Pastor Mavis should snap his finger now and say we want to have an emergency Holy Ghost meeting in this environment, everybody will gather. But it was not like that from the beginning. I was talking about how you go to Yaba and buy suit. Ah, the suit I wore. Ah, Yati Jemio. When I was going to do my ordination, that's then I was serving a reading. You know, ordinance will kneel down. I said, don't let me kneel down. I'm the one that know my problem. Everybody must have been feeling, this guy is so proud. This is good. Don't let. When I knelt down, I just heard that the shoe I was wearing, actually my leg was touching the ground. But it does not change the fact that he who the Lord has called, he has called. Our ministry inauguration, the suit I wore, my cousin called me to be his best man. So I checked on his anger. I said, Suti, how far? He said, Moti Lowes, I've used the money on him. He said, Oiku, still remaining. I'll continue. That was the suit I wore for our ministry inauguration, for the church inauguration. I wore that suit for a while. I gave one of my sons. He too wore it. Then he gave the third person. So it was that one, and I went to say, oh, I took goodbye. Bring the suit. And that's how we delivered the suit from us. It's time for everything. Now people come and say, sir, God laid in my heart to buy suit for you, to do this for you. Somebody said God laid in his heart to send me a Rolex from UK. Ah, I said, thank you. When the watch arrived, I went to check the price. Ah! I don't even know where the watch is. It's time for everything. In those moments when it looks like God is not even seeing you, that is when the most important activities are taking place. Stay. Let me show you a scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. We start the reading from verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 2. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look at this scripture. Never forget it. And can we read this in New King James translation? Okay. Don't worry. I'll continue from here. Don't worry. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord your God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. So there is a wilderness experience. And we all go through it. But you cannot survive the promised land without the wilderness. It is the wisdom learned in the wilderness that will help you survive the promised land. You shall remember all the way the Lord led you these 40 years in the wilderness. To do what? To humble you. So there are processes that have come to humble you. And that's very painful. That is very painful. You go and preach somewhere. You even borrow money for transport. After the preaching, they come and give you bottle granite and puff-puff. Those puff-puff that are baptized in oil. You look at it and say, to God be the glory. But it's not your fault. To prove you, why are you around? Why do you want ministry? Why are you jumping up and down? Why are you fasting? Is it transactional labor? Or you truly love God? It will prove you. And there are many people when this thing is not looking beautiful, they jump out. I just came back from Abuja. Our church started in Abuja. We had to start from the very scratch. I told the team that went with me, I am more than ready to sleep church office. We'll go and get some students home. We put it on the ground. I know where God picked me from. I am not too big to serve. We just got a 1,200 capacity venue. Just some, maybe last week or so. We were washing, I was washing too with mop. Not for the camera, because I know where God picked me from. Some of you have become so big now, the anointed man of God. You can no longer sweep. No, you can't. If they change your department from the one who is teaching, and they say be in sanitation, you will leave church. There are many of you who are seated here, and the only reason why you are still in church is because your pastor has not dealt with you before. The day he ever deals with you, you will jump out. And you too sit down and say you have a calling. How? Because all the process for God to prepare you, you are too big for the process. Start anything they put in your hand dies. House fellowship, that's how you look at it, to die. Follow up this person, you won't call. No sense of commitment. They will have to give you every instruction. Do this like this. If not, what to do? Not taking initiative. How then will you do ministry? The most important, God will use process to prove you, to forge you, to prune you. I love the way Malachi put it. He said he will sit upon the sons of Levi like the purifier of silver. It is a fire process. You will feel like jumping out. How many of us can still hear God when it is unpleasant? And God says, stay where I planted you. Stay there. Let me say this to you. Anybody can bless you, but you only have inheritance with your father. And don't make the mistake of calling your father a pastor. Your father is your father. I believe so much in spiritual fathering. This generation doesn't anymore. And that's why many ministers are doing the work at their pace. Nobody is checking. You are the judge and jury. Nobody to counsel you. Many young ministers are lazy. What they call full-time is full-time laziness and sleeping. You wake up every day just being in the house. Play game. Watch film. Press phone or Instagram. All those things. Extremely lazy. This thing is labor. Labor. Ministry is for laborers. 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 You will labor in prayer. You will labor in word and doctrine. You will fast. It's for men who are ready to walk. For men who are ready to walk. You have to embrace it. Don't just feel, if you can get our brand, our design like this, and put it on Instagram. Insta. Listen to what I'm saying. Nothing can substitute the place of labor. When our ministry started, the first 6 years, both as a Bible study group and as a church, we never had any posts on Facebook. Facebook. I left Facebook. When did I come back to Facebook? Because that place distracts. Many of you right now, you are confused. You have heard mixture of doctrines upon doctrines. This one is saying that sin doesn't take anyone to hell anymore. That one is saying that you have to be holy. You are now saying which one? You are now confused. You don't have any personal revelation of scriptures. There's no study note. Some of you are even too big to prepare sermon now. Not studying. Some of you have books that you have not read. You won't even read it. And some will never buy books. They will borrow up and down and never return your book. Never return. Oh, yes. Many of them are seated here. Some of them are holding your book. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you go to their house, you see your book there. They will go and hide it. Yes. They'll come and say, "Oh, Pastor, I like this book. Let me read it and come back." Yeah, yeah, they will not come back. Tell your neighbor, labor. Tell your neighbor again. I said labor. Very, very important. Let's continue that scripture. It said, to prove you, to know what is in your heart. God is saying, I don't know what is in your heart. To know whether you will keep his commandment or no. Quickly, verse 3. And he humbled you. He suffered you to hunger. There's hunger in this thing, sir. There's hunger in this calling. There's hunger. One time I got up. You know, when you know what, you know who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that we drop out of school as people who couldn't study. We finish on top of our faculty. Do you know what that means? I had 5.0 straight, 3 semesters. So it's not a matter of, no. It's not a joke. See, my lecturer called me, he's a prof. He said, Lazarus, if you don't become a prof, you have wasted God's investment. For a prof to say that. I went to go and buy egg roll. Is it egg roll? Egg bones. Is it egg bones they call that thing? That they'll put egg inside. Oh my God. I had trekked for over 15 minutes to inside hot sun. As I got to the place, I said, give me egg bones. I said, give me the egg bones. I brought out the money. It was 5 naira. I look. I said, I thought this money is 15 naira. It was 5 naira. I was angry. I have to trek back. I said, give me pure water. I bought pure water 5 naira. Poured it on my head. Drink more. Trek back. You go and collect money from ATM. What the money can pay is the bike man. Look at it. Just like you went to collect money for him. God is going to listen to what I'm saying. He said he caused you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you don't know anything about. Neither you nor your fathers know, that he may make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen. Don't confuse the path for destiny. That is not the end. It's just process. And we are not even near where God is taking us to. We are just getting started. We are not even close. Quickly, because I wanted to emphasize on those ones, that's why I took my time. Ministry is not for lazy minds. In Ephesians chapter number 4 from verse 1, Paul used a very strong word for ministry. Ephesians 4:1, use a very, very strong word. Give us that scripture. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling. This is NKJV. Give me King James. There's a word used for calling there. Walk worthy of the vocation. That is the work. The vocation, the work. Ministry is work. You will labor. Peter said in Acts 6, he said, it is not the reason for us to leave the world and serve our tables. Say, wherefore we look amongst us several men of honest report that we may appoint and set over these things. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Prayer and the word. I tell people, say, there is a normal Bible study devotion that everybody read. But there is this one you do as a minister. It is called eating the scripture. You will carry your Bible and be walking around the house. What are you doing? You are memorizing. If you have ever had to do anything relating to anatomy before, and you know you have to memorize things that does not want to stay, much more labor on the word. Are you following what I'm saying? In Psalms 19, verse 99 and 100, look at very, very important statement. Psalms 19, verse 99 and 100 said, I know better than my teachers. I have more understanding than my teachers. For your testimony are my meditation. Can you give, verse 100 now. I know better. I have understanding more than the ancient. Because I keep your precept. You break yourself into this. You pray and study your way into power. Let's stop all this nonsense of thinking ministry is about posting, every time posting. Let me show you. The third mistake many young ministries make is that they despise groundwork. They despise groundwork. There's something called groundwork. Groundwork. Some people's ministry are more colorful online. When you come on site, you can't find people. They are not taught. They are not trained. The person is not even evangelizing. Is not laboring. Just posting and posting and posting. And you have nobody to correct you. That the way you are going, nobody ever go that direction and finish well. Oh, see, God, I was making some research on Pastor W.F. Kumuyi when the ministry was going to 50 years anniversary. And I saw that Deeper Life already broke into United Kingdom as far back as 1983. They've entered UK. So I now said, all these things we are celebrating today, these fathers have been doing it since. You see men like Pastor Yia Adeboye, they are still going for mission work. Let's go fishing, planting churches, praying and fasting. But this young person can't plant. He can't labor. He just sit down. You despise groundwork. What is here is groundwork. Let me say this to you. When many people look at Pastor Mavis online, they may just feel, you know, he has small stature. He's an old man. They just feel, what's that boy doing? Boy, until you come here. What is here takes labor. To sit on men, teach, train, retrain. Train, you draft manuals, you draft curriculum for different cadres of training. You take it, you train the trainers, you teach those that will teach. You pray with them, you fast with them. Labor. Because many people feel that ministry is about holding the mic. The easiest part of our work is preaching. That's the easiest. And believe me when I say that. Oh, yes. When we had our first school of ministry, I taught for 260 hours. 260 hours of sermon. 18 hours per weekend. How many hours? 18 hours. It got to the point, one night, I was still going to study till 2 a.m. My eye muscle shut down. And I was awake inside. The muzzle shut down that you go no further. We are talking about aggressive work. This is not the one they see on Facebook. Anybody who is always loud everywhere, check, they are not doing something important. The most hardworking ministries, you don't get to see them everywhere. Under. I have too many training platforms you will never see online. Why do you want to see them online? It is the one you are in that you know. So training, say a platform is... Shh. Your meeting days, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. So. Labor. Don't despise groundwork. Don't despise groundwork. Listen to what I'm saying. You are just starting a ministry. It is not about opening a Facebook account first. Start training your men. Start training. Draft curriculum for training. Sit with it. And sir, you can't give what you don't have. Those who have not been trained can't train people. Those who have not been taught can't teach. Those who have not been discipled can't. Listen, your ministry begins to die from the day you began to rebel. Because the lesson you miss, you can't impart. The reason why some ministries may never do well is because they jump out of their own trainers. They jump out. And I say, God, okay, what do you want to teach them? Do you know? Were you taught? There are people that labored with me. And later God called them to their own work. And there are those that go, it is not God's plan to call to their own works. And there are those who have low self-esteem that think it is their own work that is the secret. And they will jump out and never become. Well, I do tell those who labor with me, I said, you have it already. You knew how we start. You have been given something that others will have to labor to get. Experience is very powerful in ministry. Very, very important. Very, very important. Ministry is for laborers. Ministry is for As I left here yesterday, I still went to two more meetings. Whether this eye is shutting down, we are there. This body has been built rugged. We may look soft and all those things. But when it comes to this work, we're rugged, prepared for the days of war. Rugged in the place of prayer. Stay there. Stay there till something is born. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Strategy cannot grow what prayer should grow. It doesn't matter the strategy. It will not go anywhere. Any ministry that will have a voice must break through in the spirit realm first. In the spirit realm first. In the spirit realm first. The voice of influence is the voice of Yeah, Him. It is God who confers it on a man, not social media. You may do sponsored posts. That doesn't mean you are speaking to the body. Views doesn't mean you are speaking to the bodies. When a man has a voice, people live everywhere to go and listen to him. That's a voice. And it takes God time to raise such men. Are you following what I'm saying this morning? I said, are you following what I'm saying this morning? Now, listen. Where's my other device? I want to show you something. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's something I want to show you. Now, let me beg. If you're a minister here, and you are not under any accountability structure, repent. Because the greatest threat to what you are building is yourself. You need to have voice over you that can tell you, sit down and shut down. Jumping everywhere. Jump. I had one boy one time, the boy said, I want to be my spiritual father. You don't listen to what I teach. You don't come for any of my meetings. I'm teaching you, I'm posting something else online. Jumping everywhere. I called him, I said, I release you. Carry yourself and just go. Because what makes a father is training. It's training. This man here is a trainer. How can God put a man like this in this your territory? But you're going to be accountable to those who can't even have your time. So you can hide many sins. Many people love. See, now people come to meet me and say, Apostle, it will take a level of work for me to even be able to reach you. Because what it will take to pursue now is difficult. You will have to have the resources to keep up. Because now you have to show up when I'm ministering. As I'm speaking now, those who are my sons in ministry are connected. They are connected. That's followership. Not this nonsense we have made fatherhood and people want a father they can control. You want a father you can tell, this is the way you should lead me. If you call me a father, where is my honor? That's the question God asked. Sit yourself down and be taught. You have the privilege of serving in a local church. That is one of the biggest blessings that can happen to you. Serve your way out to power. Are you following what I'm saying? You say God is calling you. God is calling me. And all those pastors, when God call you, they will not want to release you. How did God call you? Who did God use to confirm that he's calling you? I went to preach somewhere. And that's why I'm very careful of prophesying. And as I was preaching, and God just told me about a lady to lay hands on her. That which he has said he will do with her. He has not changed his mind. And that's why the girl began to cry. Yeah! Yeah! I cannot do it! Hey, pastors, always ask questions. What can't you do? We did not know that the girl was already catching vision that she's the wife of the pastor. I cannot do it! It's not this one. This one is not just that you cannot do it, you will also not do it. Listen well. God cannot use an outsider to confirm your calling if your pastor has not picked it. See, we come here once in a while and bless, but there's a laborer over the house. If there's anything God will do to your life, he will confirm it through the watchman. We just come here. When next I'll be here? Maybe next year. Are you following what I'm saying here? If Jesus started to come. So how do you not say, when apostle come, he was the one God, in case you have confirmed something, it's not true. He said, but you said it. Okay, I take it back. There is a pattern. And the pattern must be followed. There is a what? A pattern. Say, actually, God was saying, my time in this church is over. And when Apostle came, he said it, that God is about to bring you to a new phase. So that new phase, I know there must be one person at least who has concluded that. That's not the new phase. Sit down, sit down, sit down, and be trained. Sit down and be taught. Sit down and be discipled. Don't assume you know it all. Ministry is marathon, not sprint. It's marathon. It is not for those doing it quick. It's for those doing it right. It's for those doing it right. Don't despise structure. Anything that has no structure has no future. Don't despise structure. You need many structures in ministry, from leadership structure to operational structure to program structure to financial structure, managerial structure. And I love what I met Pastor say. Stop using your personal account for ministry account. Nobody will take you serious that way. Register. You say, the dimension we have received from the portals of the this, that, that. Portal, yeah, yeah. You say, this dimension, we are registered in heaven. Our candle is for the throne. They've not told you. You will register on earth too, under CAC. You will use the document to open bank account. You will sign document. That's how to go about it. You say, please come and sow to our ministry. Come on. Well, when I see people raising funds on Facebook, I say, okay, it's a level, no problem. But let me just leave that. Build structure. Now listen, one of the signs that a minister is a novice is that the program he organizes are totally different from the calling. The calling is to go and raise men. He's organizing music concerts. Christian fashion pageant show. I saw one pastor like that, a young minister. He fixed all the nails with eyelashes. My God. But that's what people like. I've passed my time and I don't like that. Let me tie this up. Let me tie this up. Now, listen. Sometimes I look at some ministers who have just started ministry less than 3 years. They're already posting pictures. Now, let me explain what they do. They will share their picture and the picture of an associate. I now share Bishop Oyedepo and Bishop Abioye. I say, my strong man. You will chop breakfast. You will chop breakfast. It takes a long time for a right-hand man to be known. It takes a very long... I don't have a right-hand man. I have men. I have men. Because it will take the greatest servant of all to sit there. One who doesn't fail at serving. One who doesn't just serve me, but serve the rest. Servanthood! The other one say, that's my son. It's very rare for me to publicly call anybody's son or daughter on social media. Very rare. These things takes time. Takes time. Be very patient. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Any new person that comes, you give them position and put title there. Evangelist Jude. Apostle. Social. I went to minister in one church. I was invited. When I got to the church, I was confused. I traveled 14 hours to get there. You know, in those days, you don't fly. As I got to the place, we got there past 12 at night. The man of God just said, the place I wanted to buy Amala, they have closed. Money Morogo. So I just said, as we got to the house again, he just said, the matches, you would have made Indomie. The matches has finished. I say, see, just give me water. As I wanted to, I said, I want to ease myself, please. Where can I ease myself? He brought out a bucket. He said, do it here. Edakun. I said, don't worry. I'll find my way. I went out, middle of the night. Where can I ease myself? The following day, I said, I want to bath. He brought the same bucket. I told one of my boys I went with, I said, you go and bath first. At some point I said, I want to use the toilet. He said, they will have to first go and buy petrol. Petrol. What are you about to burn? What are you talking about? Now, as I got to the church, I noticed on the altar, Winners logo, Redeem logo, Christ Embassy logo, TB Joshua logo, John Suleiman logo. Everyone. Which church am I? Where am I? Where did I find myself? Hey! Somebody say, hey!
Hey!
Say, hey!
Hey!
You have to be trained. Let me give you a second to the last one. One of the very damaging mistakes many young ministers make is haste in seeking endorsement and endorsing. You think your calling is about those you take pictures with? Yeah, let me know. And many people are very rude. Very rude. I went to minister in a place, Epoma. I was sitting with my wife. A young lady flew. I've never seen that. Flew on my head. I just said, I want power. The only thing I felt like, if I hold you, the girl almost twisted my neck and gave me an injury. It's over 3 years now. I'm still having the injury. After the meeting, some boys came to meet me. I've never seen this kind. I said, see, what is the secret of this power? And I was touching my chest. I said, no talk, say now fast now prayer because we do the fast. What is? I said, that one. What did we get here? An apostle went to minister. I don't want to mention his name. Around that same region. They tore his clothes. Yes. They wanted to tap. If people can take that same hunger to the secret place, imagine what they will become. But they won't pray. They won't pray. Yes. I went to preach. Before I started preaching, some boys gathered themselves on some torn jeans and started doing a-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Drop the mic. You can't make noise around me. I know spirit and I know flesh. Drop the mic. And sit down and learn. They went out. They can't sit down unless they are performing. They will never sit down unless they are performing. If you can't sit down, you can't go up. You must sit down. That is the discipline of those who fly. You must sit yourself down. All this urge. Let's do. Sit yourself down and put your hands under. Sit yourself down. Lastly, very damaging mistake many young ministers make is living a life of impurity. They talk to girls indiscriminately. Call everybody baby. Sweetheart. They chat them up. Oh yes. Use emojis. You'll be shocked if you look at the kind of emojis on people's phone right now. Dangerous ones. Dragging their emotions through the tunnel. When others are busy praying their way to their calling. Erotic chat. Many young girls are in trouble with different papas. In serious trouble. Now, listen and listen good. That you are laughing doesn't mean you are exempted. Now, listen well. Anyone who can find the audacity to laugh in a program like this should be feared. The laughter is an idea that you are waving to others what you should learn from. Absorb what I'm teaching you now. When the devil sees you can fail to in certain areas, he will keep that as a bookmark. He's coming back there. You must live a life of purity that I will not touch God's daughters. I will rather die than do it. I will live a life of purity. And let me, Pentecostals, we need to humble ourselves. We need to be very humble. The only politician that has come out and they can't find any scandal to lean on him is a Catholic. He's a Catholic. But Pentecostals, they are rude. They are disobedient. They are fornicating. They are busy with different sexual sites. No character, zero. Just noise. Hence the reason why there's little impact. Little or no impact. How many reverend fathers do you see scandals on? We are not saying they are perfect, but there is a structure. In Pentecost, anybody can wake up and say, start ministry. Say, I have one dream, that's it. God has called me to. It doesn't work that way. There are patterns. And don't disregard the pattern. You must submit yourself to be pruned, to be trained, and to be helped. Don't despise these things. Live a life of purity. You say those who are talking holiness are old school, but they are living longer. They are living longer. Go and listen to Billy Graham. You wonder what kind of fire is this. When we are talking about healing, no healing in these meetings. Just the fire. When you hear the word, you will come to Christ. Pastor W.F. Kumuyi came to minister at Glory Dome opening. He just entered the place. A madman who has been in Lugbe for years passed in front of that place and got healed. I talk about men who have stayed. They become a radiating atmosphere of God's presence. Not noise. Not noise. We must be very careful. So at the end of the day, we have not just made noise. We have really done ministry. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Listen. You can never live a pure life if you despise prayer. The only help we have is the secret place. Oh, emotions sometimes want to betray you. Oh, sometimes you will cry, God, take this thing from me. We'll say, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Stay. And you will pray and pray and pray. I got to a point in ministry and I knew that if there was a track record of sleeping with girls or misbehaving while on campus, the devil would have finished my life. In the days where it looks like you are totally weak, refuse to yield to the devil. Now listen to this. As I round up, come pack my stuffs. In Genesis 49, Jacob called his sons. He said, gather yourselves, you sons of Jacob, and I may tell you what will befall you in the last days. And he said, Reuben, come. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. My might, look at it, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Why? Because thou wentest up to thy father's wife and defilest it. Now look at this. That was the portion of Reuben. What took away the blessing? Lost. Now imagine Joseph was here. Joseph was seated. And Joseph will remember, thank God I didn't sleep with Potiphar's wife. Thank God. Now listen to this. The temptation you are facing is not common to you. It's not unique to you. It is unique to everyone pursuing the crown you are pursuing. And those who fall to it are exempted from that race. It is those who purge themselves from this that become. Now listen and listen good. You are not the only one the devil is after. There are many of your kind. But you must receive this race like an athlete and refuse to buckle. So that by the time we come out, we now begin to hear the stories of men who didn't come out. We say, thank God you kept me from falling. The devil comes like a lion. And guess what? Lions can't run for long. That temptation is not forever. Stay with the power of God and you will emerge. Have you been blessed today? God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.